the competition for your grocery delivery dollars. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. We'll get a look at the performance of the world's largest retailer tomorrow. Walmart will deliver its earnings report as the company ramps up its grocery delivery business. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports the company is investing heavily to compete with Amazon.
Walmart's been touting its online ordering app, most prominently with this ad featuring famous movie cars from Batman, Ghostbusters, and Knight Rider. Notably, they're all racing to stores to pick up groceries curbside. Moody's analyst Charlie O'Shea says Walmart's got the ordering part down, it's the delivery part that it's still figuring out.
It's hard to do.
Milk has to stay cold, produce fresh and uncrushed, and customers want it same day. Amazon has that delivery experience, while Walmart's been partnering with third-party companies, such as Postmates and DoorDash. But analysts say Walmart also has its advantages. Its stores are its warehouses, and they're already close to where people live.
So it's war of the worlds.
Consultant Bert Flickinger at Strategic Resource Group.
Where Amazon was a light year ahead of Walmart, and now Walmart's quickly catching up.
Walmart says it'll offer online delivery in 300 markets by the end of the year, tripling its current footprint. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Starting with Asian markets, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed up 1.6%, about 446 points. The FTSE in London is down 0.2%, about 17 points. The U.S. Commerce Department sent a report to President Trump over the weekend that could trigger new auto tariffs. If those happen, it would likely have a big impact on German automakers in particular. The DAX in Germany is down 0.2%, about 27 points. U.S. markets are closed for President's Day, but there is still news out of New York. Uber is suing the city over a law that limits the company's business. The law capped the number of for-hire vehicle licenses. Uber says the move is unconstitutional. Meanwhile, Uber is joining some big names in the plane and helicopter world, proposing a network of air taxis which could whisk passengers up and across cities in minutes. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
If you're imagining flying cars like those in Blade Runner 2049, you're not far wrong. But this fictional world could become real in Los Angeles and the Dallas area by 2023.
Our vision is that we'll have a network of skyports in urban areas, and we'll have a new class of aircraft operating.
Eric Allison is head of Uber's aviation program. The ride-sharing company wants to add a flight option to its app, allowing users to book one of four seats in effectively giant electric drones that will someday fly up and over the gridlock.
We can get the price per seat mile on the aircraft down to UberX-like pricing, which in the U.S. is somewhere around $1.50 per mile, depending on the market.
There's nothing sci-fi about this, says Jim Gregory, director of the Aerospace Research Center at Ohio State University.
Oh, certainly. This is very real. You know, there are companies investing a lot of funds in making this happen.
Including Boeing, Airbus, and Bell. The plan will need approval from the FAA, but the agency will likely move slower than Silicon Valley disruptors are used to. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you.
In Europe, betting shops are a common feature. These are places where you can bet on a horse, a basketball game, even the gender of the next royal baby. But in one small European country, that's changing. Albania just banned all gambling. John Lawrenson reports from the Albanian capital, Tirana.
I'm standing in front of four ex-betting shops that are side by side. Hanging down from the fourth shuttered storefront, there's a string of garlic put there to ward off the evil eye. That, though, is a bet that didn't work out. Gambling is now forbidden in Albania. All of this country's 4,000 betting shops have been closed down.
There were hundreds of millions that were being lost. Little kids starting their morning, not in the school, but in the betting shops.
Prime Minister Edi Rama. He says gambling was a big earner and money laundering opportunity for organised crime, but above all, a social problem that hurt families. Till the January 1st ban, Albanians bet the equivalent of $170 million a year, mainly on soccer games. That's in a country of 3 million, where the average wage is less than $100 a week. On the outskirts of old Tirana, Uli Mahmuti shows me the deserted betting shop he used to run.
My son is really upset. He says, my dad doesn't have a job. Where's he going to work now? He's really upset.
Former customer Ishmet Kamami, who's a gas station attendant, says he misses this place.
What kind of bets did you put on? How much money?
1,000,000 lek, 2,000,000 lek.
100 lek, 200 lek.
So that's like $1, $2.
Yeah.
Was it ever a problem, your gambling?
Yeah.
I'm a head of a family, so I used to restrain myself from going into the side of betting. Of course, it's a question of freedom, because I'll finish my job, I'll have my free time. What do I do with it? Where do I go now? There is no place for me to go.
The Prime Minister has said that instead of betting, men will stay at home with their families. In Tirana, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And low-cost shoe retailer Payless has begun its liquidation process, with sales at the 2,000-plus stores it will close across the U.S. It's also winding down its e-commerce operations, all part of the bankruptcy process for the store, the latest of several big-name brick-and-mortar retailers to fail. The company says all stores will remain open at least until the end of March, most until May. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.